With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Oh, we're the Showboat Food, fun places in the mayhem of life. It is finally Friday. It's a keyboard Friday, and thank you for being here in the beach bunker on our first full day of summer. Summer officially arrived yesterday afternoon, and we are into it, and soon we'll be into our first weekend of summer, and there is lots of stuff going on. We'll do a community rundown coming up in the next little bit. This doesn't happen very often, airing a live press conference while we're in show. We have a rather large organization that's going to have a press conference at 8 o'clock this morning. It's our local hockey team, Brandon Wheat Kings. Could be a major announcement coming at 8 o'clock this morning. We're hoping that maybe it's a Memorial Cup bid. We'll have more on that coming up. It's also Take Your Dog to Work Day today. Got a pooch? Can you take them to work? Maybe you're a business owner. Maybe you've got an understanding boss that'll let you take Fido to work. Today is Take Your Puppy to Work Day. And we've got people sharing puppies all over the place. Also, we're going to talk about cheap food. We call this, Amber and I used to call this Poe Man's Food. And what that is people online have been sharing recipes from food that they deem to be poor. And that means lots of noodles, lots of carbs, but it doesn't just because it's cheap food and high in carbohydrates does not necessarily mean that it is not delicious. And that's why we're going to take a look at some of those foods. Maybe you've got a dish that you like to prepare that stretches you a couple extra days to payday. Today is going to be the day to be sharing that. Also, we are going to talk about stores and restaurants that we wish would come back. Gen X has gone online. Tell us about some of the stores and restaurants they wish they would come back. We'll take a look at some of the national ones, some of the big chains, and then we'll do it locally, too. I got to take a break from the hot dogs. There's plenty of summer to go around. There's some pictures from the barbecue yesterday, actually. They did such a great job. And some great sponsorship. Here's the, in case you missed it, here's the cops yesterday. They were serving up hot dogs with the Kuipers, stacks of Kuipers buns. And there they are showing me the squad car. This is, now they said it was a free event and that you could have as much as you want. But then they said, look, you're over the limit. It's time to take you to jail. And thankfully, I couldn't fit in the car. So that opens a whole bunch of doors of possibility. I have put on so much weight from eating hot dogs. They couldn't get my fat arse in the back of the squad car. So they said, okay, this is, we'll let you off with a warning. Have some chips. Okay, so I had some chips. Stanley Park, smiling faces. Is it me or does that officer to the right look like that movie star, a TV star? Who am I thinking of? Jennifer Garner, thank you. Thank you, Nick. Yes, she looks like Jennifer Garner. Oh, man. There you go. I got a... Hey, is Jennifer Garner out on 18th Street? I'm going to go speeding. I got to go. Yeah. Okay, I'm not the only one. I thought maybe I had too many wieners. Yeah, she looks like Jennifer, just the way she's looking that way. I was just like, whoa, wait a second. Jennifer Garner serving hot dogs at Stanley Park. What the hell? We have got all kinds of events happening this weekend. Whoa, it's going to be a busy one because it's one of the two weekends where we can actually be outside and not freeze to death. So that is a really good thing. Yes, yes, it is. Don't forget that the summer solstice is this weekend, the summer solstice event. This is it. The second annual summer solstice holistic and metaphysical event. That will go tomorrow from 11 till 5. Psychic mediums and tarot card readers, North End Community Center at 1313 Stickney Avenue in Brandon. Again, this is a free event, but please bring donations for Samaritan House, okay? So please bring your donations for Samaritan House. They're doing a collection there, and there's going to be psychic card readers and essential oils and all kinds of fun stuff. So put that on your agenda, if you would, for Saturday, the second annual Summer Solstice Holistic and Metaphysical Event. Yes, sad news involving Larry Updike, 69 years old. I did not know Larry, but we worked with the same people. Larry was a well-known broadcaster in our area and was on the radio for decades. Actually, he moved from Power 97. Was it Power 97 or City FM that he was on? Maybe it was City. And then he went to CBC for a while. And then he too was podcasting and did some video stuff online. And very, very sudden. You know, he passed away from cancer, but it all came on very, very sudden, had to go in for some operations, and it was just Power Night. Was it Power? I thought it was City. Okay, maybe it was. Paul says Power. But our thoughts are with his friends, coworkers, and family, obviously. I mean, this has got to be a tough time. Like I said, if you go to his Facebook page, I mean, it was, springtime was just a normal springtime. It's just another horrible incident of how fragile things are, how quick things can change, how, we're never to take things for granted. That would be something that Larry would want to say is that, listen, don't take anything for granted. Don't take today for granted. Get out, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the fresh air. Tell people that you care about that you love them. Give them a hug. Do not fight with people. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Because what if all of a sudden the lights go out and you've been fighting with somebody or holding a grudge or whatever? And I mean, there's sometimes in life that that's going to happen because people have done us really, really wrong. And we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. But you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times we waste a lot of energy on stupid stuff. Just stupid. Life is short. Love each other, be kind, try to forgive if you can. And thank you for all you did for us, Larry. It was a good run, good guy, and genuinely a good guy in the business. You know, anybody you talk to, he's just a fantastic person to deal with. This is the first weekend for the Brandon Farmers Market. Hey, you want some fresh veggies? Of course you do. And these will probably be cheap. The Brandon Farmers Market down at the town center at 800 Rosser Avenue. That will, that's going to be today. Today, 9 a.m. I'm going to get some tomatoes to make my, what is it called? Pico de gallo. Pico de gallo. Oh, yeah. So they'll be there 9 till 4 today. That's every Friday. Oh, and then Saturdays, 9 a.m. till 12 from June the 22nd to October the 5th. Free Saturday parking. I don't know does that mean you pay for parking today? Maybe you do because it's during the week. Anyway, I needed to put this on your radar because it's that time of year. So that's going on this weekend. Ryan says he's wondering what's going to happen at the press conference today. We'll have it for you. We will start it. We're going to stay on all streams until we know what's going on. We want to see what's happening. With the Wheat Kings at 8 a.m., they've called a press conference, and it could. The speculation is Memorial Cup bid, possibly. It's been a few years, and for those that aren't in our area, that's Canadian Hockey League. That's a big deal. That would mean the championship would be coming to our town, regardless of how good the team does, because the host team gets to be there. And it could mean a huge economic influx, like a lot of people staying in hotels, eating our food, invading the city. Could be a huge deal if that's it. If it's like a coaching announcement or new prices for season tickets or something, we will quickly get out of it. Tim Hortons, grab yourself some Tim Hortons. You've made it through another week, so it's time to celebrate. Hit the drive-thru at your local Tim Hortons and get yourself a coffee. You deserve it. Load up on a dozen donuts. Get some fritters. Oh, yeah, get some Timbits. You gotta love Tim Hortons on a Friday. It signifies the end of a hard week. Give yourself a treat, or maybe if you're not going to hit the drive-thru this morning, get yourself a lunch, one of those flatbread pizzas. The bacon everything is the one that's the show favorite here. Chicken parmesan, pepperoni, and simply cheese, hot out of the oven, hot, fresh, and delicious, the flatbread pizzas are. Don't forget the caramel ice cap and the Oreo double stuff ice cap, too. You can get them in Reese's peanut butter cup flavor as well. All kinds of drink flavors at Tim Hortons this summer, including two new sparkling quencher flavors, the mango starfruit and wild berry hibiscus, and don't forget to try the new tiramisu cold brew. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. 10 area locations in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Sunrise Credit Union doling out over $24,000 in graduation scholarships this year. Again, congratulations to the class of 2024. Way to go. 24 grand in scholarships. And Sunrise Credit Union wants to remind you that they also have some financial vehicles available for you to help with student loans. Yes, if you are somebody that is attending a post-secondary education, visit Sunrise Credit Union, and they would love to help assist you in any way possible to get you a loan that will be affordable, that will help out with regards to that education plan that you've got. And at the same time, you can enter the great gas and grocery giveaway. They're giving away $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses at Sunrise Credit Union from one of the three districts, or each of the three districts, for a total of $3,000 in gas and groceries. Go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. Okay, this is Saturday, June 22nd, the Spinathon. Oh, this is Dream Factory. I think Quentin is involved in this group, not this specific group, but I think your stuff was Dream Factory too. Hey, QD. Neepawa's Dream Weekend. This is tomorrow, Spinathon 91, Rhythm Cycle in Neepawa. If you're in the Neepawa area, go to this and support this. Yes, it is. Okay, so someone else is doing some Dream Factory sponsored activities. And this is in Neepawa tomorrow. I got the date right on this one, at least. And on Sunday, there is a nine-hole golf tournament. You can call the clubhouse to register in support of Dream Factory. And that supports kids who have health issues and need some financial support. And the community gets together and they do various activities, kind of like Dream for Kids, kind of like Make-A-Wish. It's called the Dream Factory. And Sunseeker Quentin has done a weightlifting demonstration / competition / exhibition, Strong Man, Strong Kids. And this year, he says, they're going to be raising funds for a four-year-old girl with cancer. So, all right. So Canada Day is on the 1st, but they're doing it early. So, there you go. Saturday, June 22nd. That's tomorrow. All kinds of stuff. And I'll be putting these posters over on my social media. So look for them. And Lillian was telling us that Lobster Fest is on this weekend. Lobster Fest. That's one that fell through the cracks here. Lobster Fest out at Shiloh. They moved the date. But it is still kind of on the comeback trail post-COVID, so. Good morning, Carlos, on TikTok. Good to see you. Lobster Fest at Shiloh this weekend. We were tasting some pecan caramel ice cream bars, some praline caramel ice cream bars on Tuesday. Holy man, what a week between hot dogs and the caramel bars. And oh my God, it's fantastic. You know, this weekend, before you hit the cottage, before you hit the lake, stock the cooler at your local co-ops of Westman. Yes, they've got the ice waiting for you. Put it in the cooler, grab those ice cream treats, grab the co-op gold soda pop you know and love, and all kinds of flavors, root beer, cream soda, classic cola, and lemon lime, just to name a few of the flavors. They've got black cherry flavor as well. Everything you need for your cooler is at your local co-op store. Pick it up before you hit the cottage or the lake, would you? And help support those that support me, Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-op And that includes Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And as we were telling you yesterday, Leon's is into Boxing Day. They've got their Boxing Week sale. Some people do Christmas in July. Boxing Week in June is what Leon's is doing. Your opportunity to save big on furniture, appliances, and electronics at Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. You can pick up a sofa. The Athena sofa, for example, regular $1,000 on for $499, 50% off at Leon's. And for 2 days only, yesterday and today, you can save the tax on select appliances. They like to do these little pop-up sales now and again. So if you're looking for a washer, dryer, fridge, stove, you got to get in there today. So in addition to the special pricing for Boxing Week, you can save the tax. Washing machine starting to make some weird noises. Maybe the oven's not burning as hot as it should. Go to Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue, and you can save the tax today only. It was yesterday and today at 3635 Victoria Avenue. And Epp Law Office, Andrea, oh my God, she is on one of my bucket list trips. Epp Law Office on 18th Street across from RBC. She is celebrating the start of summer by heading up to, I believe it's the Yukon or the Northwest Territory, something like that, to experience the land of the midnight sun. How cool is that? Love to do that as a bucket list trip. But when she gets back, she is going to be very, very busy. And of course, she's got a full staff at Epp Law Office. So even though she's away, there is a competent and amazing staff that are looking forward to visiting with you and talking about your needs regarding selling or buying a home, or maybe redoing a will, or maybe talking about some business law. Epp Law Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC, and they're phenomenal. Great group of people over there at Epp Law Office. Give them a call if you need some legal advice, or send them an email, a DM, and they'd be more than happy to help you, okay? And we thank them for their sponsorship. Hey, Lindy is here this morning. Good morning, Lindy. We've got a lot of folks hanging around today. We are going to have the Wheat Kings press conference for you at 8 o'clock, should all go well. We will see what this big announcement is. We've got fingers crossed that maybe it will be a Memorial Cup bid for our town. How fun would that be? We have the Portland Pickles as the first sports team, I believe, in North America to sell THC products at games. Forget going to a hockey or a football game and just having a beer. I don't know about this. I don't have a problem with it. Don't get me wrong. What I think is the problem is that if you are marketing sports, you've got a sold-out stadium or a sold-out hockey rink or a sold-out football stadium, and everybody in the stadium is like, scores! Won the championship. Oh my God. You got everyone just going, yeah, that's so awesome. We won. Yeah, we won. Is this Doritos yours? Are these your Doritos? Can I have? Now, for food sales, it'd be fantastic. You would sell a lot of hot dogs at a game where you can have THC products at the games. But your fans, and I guess if you owned a security company and you worked a so said sporting event, I think that that would be a fantastic bit of news. They're allowing THC at our games.
Is this going to be the easiest crowd control in the history of security?
Because everybody's just going to be laid back. So, yeah, you know, I really don't like the other team. Yeah, we really don't. We really don't like you either. Yeah. Yeah. Are those your Doritos? Can I have some of those? Somebody better tell them their audio's not working. Oh, here, there's where we are. Look at this. This is where we are in Brandon. See, for those that aren't in our area, yeah, we're kind of in the right in the middle of the continent. Oh, yes. Yes, it's a Memorial Cup bid.
My name is Rob Mann, play-by-play voice and director of media relations for the Brandon Wheat Kings. I am your host today because we all agreed this was the best way to keep me safely away from any technology I could mess up. Joining me on stage today are Wheat Kings owner and governor Jared Jacobson, Keystone Center CEO and general manager Connie Lawrence, Wheat Kings head coach and GM Marty Murray, and CEO of Bionel Holdings, Jason Roblin. We appreciate you all joining us this morning for an important announcement.
Oh, boy.
It has far-reaching implications for not only the Brandon Wheat Kings and the Keystone Center, but for the entire Westman region. The history of the Wheat Kings is long, storied, successful, and proud. And we are hopeful that today's announcement will be the first step towards writing another successful chapter in that history.
99-cent hot dog night. Come on, 99-cent hot dog.
I'd like to call up our owner and governor, Jared Jacobson.
We're pleased to offer 99-cent hot dogs this season. Yes! Yes! No?
Morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to see so many familiar faces and dedicated members of our community. I'd like to start by acknowledging our partners at the Keystone Center, represented here by Connie Lawrence and her team. Your commitment and support are invaluable, Connie.
The new seats are almost done. The new seats are going to recline. I bet you that's what the announcement is. We got new seats coming for our rink, and I bet you they're going to recline.
Professionals, community members.
Cindy says THC at the games. No, that is nothing.
Today, I'm excited to announce the Brandon Wheat Kings Hockey Club has officially submitted an intent to bid for the 2026 Memorial Cup.
That is the cup.
Our goal is to host this prestigious national event in May of 2026 at the Keystone Center. The Memorial Cup is the coveted trophy awarded annually to the champion of the Canadian Hockey League. This event is more than just a hockey tournament. It's a celebration of junior hockey excellence, community spirit, and national pride.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's good. That's great.
Brandon has a storied history with the Memorial Cup. Previous ownership had the honor of hosting this prestigious event in 2010, and it was a monumental success.
God, it's been that long.
The impact of that event was felt throughout our community.
It was a big deal, very big deal.
For local businesses, to the surge of pride and excitement amongst our community and those who visited. Hosting the Memorial Cup will have a tremendous impact on our community. Local businesses will experience significant economic benefits from hotels and restaurants to retail shops and service providers. Beyond the economic impact, events like the Memorial Cup brings to our community together, fostering a sense of pride and unity. It's an opportunity to showcase Brandon's hospitality and passion for hockey to visitors from across Canada and North America and abroad. We are fortunate to have the Keystone Center as our partner. The substantial improvements already underway at Westoba Place, including the new seating, air conditioning, dehumidification, will ensure an exceptional fan experience.
99-cent hot dogs.
Connie and her team are dedicated to making our facility capable of hosting world-class events, and their support is crucial to our bid.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of nuts and bolts with this. I wish we had had audio from the build up to this, because it was really cool. Chances are they're going to get that fixed. And if I can, I will post that on my website at tylerglennshow.com. But they will likely talk about the process that's involved, and I can summarize it real quick for you. It just means that they're going to apply for it. It doesn't mean that it is a done deal and that, we're going to get the Memorial Cup. There are other teams that are obviously going to be putting in a bid, but this is a big deal. I would say that, as far as in this country, in Canada, top five events, that you can host, this would be in that. And that would be huge for our little town. We're only about 60,000 people. And as Jared said, that would bring a lot of people to town, that bring a lot of business to town, should we be successful. That being said, there are other teams that will be putting bids in. And this is our, I believe it's the Western Hockey League's year in 2026 to host it. So it has to be a WHL team, of which we have one, our Brandon Wheat Kings. So Blessed Mama is first one in to say, yeah, that's great news for Brandon. And hopefully they're successful. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. That was really cool that they held a press conference that early so that we could bring that news to you as it happened. I think that's the first time in three seasons we've been able to do that. So that's pretty cool. So go to Kuiper's. Load up on some buns. It's the buns that your meats love. Yes, the burger is going, please, when you take me off the grill, can you please put me in a Kuiper bun? Oh, yeah. Kuiper's Family Bakery, cinnamon buns, hot dog hamburger buns, cookies, loaves. They've got it all for you. Pop in there before you hit the lake, before you go to the cottage at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. Curtis and the crew at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And before you get there, you can get your oil changed at Murray's. They're up on Richmond Avenue, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Or you could hit Kuiper's, pick up some cinnamon buns, and then give them to the crew at Murray's while you're getting that quick oil change. Oh, boy, yes, you'll be helping out Samaritan House, Helping Hands, and the Bear Clan every time you get your oil changed at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue. It is Murray's Certified Service Express. Those bay door open, in you go, you get in, you get out, you get an oil change, and you do good in the neighborhood at the same time. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, big rodeo weekend. If you like rodeo, if you know of somebody that is into the rodeo, chances are you're going to be heading for the border this weekend. You got your cowboy hat in one hand and your passport in the other. And you are going down to the Skydancer Casino for their big rodeo weekend. It's the Skydancer PBR King of the North Showdown. It goes tonight at 7 o'clock at Skydancer Casino. Tickets at Eventbrite.com. And the Mighty Thomas Carnival will be appearing on July 3rd to 7th. And that's an opportunity for you to get some extra cotton candy and corn dogs in you. And at the same time, they've got fun, they've got games, and they've got all kinds of fun. They've got the water park, of course, and the trampoline park is set to open. That is all at Skydancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Some great food, some great fun, great times to be had by all at the Skydancer Casino. Man, we have got dozens and dozens. I'd be spending the rest of the show showing dog pictures. It's incredible. Take your dog to work day. So many fur babies in our area. It is crazy. If you'd like to add to the list, please do. Road Reverend is at the top of the list, him and Zach, and then everybody underneath on Take Your Dog to Work Day today. If you could take your dog to work, who would you be taking? Make sure to post it and share it. Coming up after our last beach break in the morning, we're going to talk about poor food. This is a public service announcement that there are going to be some rules changing if you take your dog to the U.S. So even though we're doing Take Your Dog to Work Day, you may not want to take your dog into the United States as of August 1st. We're taking a season break at the end of July. We'll be coming back August 1st. August 1st is the official debut of season 4 of this show, and I'm hoping we can take Dizzy on one last American trip this summer before that August 1st season premiere, and these new rules come into effect. Must be a minimum 6 months of age to come in, have a microchip installed inside the dog. Microchip must have been implanted prior to any required rabies vaccination. Microchip number must be documented. Appear healthy. Dogs must not enter the U.S. if they're carrying a disease. That's not new, but the microchip is, and you have to have essentially a doctor's note to go along with it, or a vet's note, I guess. So something you need to know if you travel with your dog, and that is everything, guys. That's like even a border hop to go get some fast food or groceries or whatever. That comes into effect August the 1st. You need to know about that, because you won't be allowed into the States if you take your dog and don't have the chip implanted and have those documents ready. I will post all this information that you need for Fido to go into America coming up later this morning on our website at tylerglenshow.com. It is also Do Some Yoga Day. This would probably be up around Zumba Bernice's neighborhood. You have to put special pants on and do some stretching and do some yoga. However, it does tie in with one of our sponsors, Elkhorn Resort and Clarsaux Nordic Spa, because they have got yoga in the mineral pool. Yes, the mineral pool. This is the mineral pool right here. This would be fun to do some yoga. Join Shane Robbins on Sundays and Thursdays in June for a unique blend of yoga, stretching, and blissful relaxation in the mineral pool. Feel the benefits of enhanced flexibility and muscle relaxation while reducing stress in a serene environment. Every Sunday in June at 4 and every Thursday in June at 6 p.m. at a cost of $55 per person. And we don't have a lot of Thursdays and Sundays left in June. But there's a little bit of yoga for you. And don't forget that they have the $2.99 Stay and Soak Special Clarsaux Nordic Spa on for just a handful of dates left, okay? If you're going to take advantage of this offer, you've got to act fast, because there are not very many dates left. $2.99 gets you a deluxe stay at the Elkhorn Resort and a couple of passes, at the Clarsaux Nordic Spa. And so here are the dates that are left. June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. 26th and 27th. Okay. So basically, Sunday through Thursday next week is all that's left. Sunday through Thursday next week, $299, deluxe stay in the hotel, and you get two Nordic Spa passes with that deal. Call the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa for more. And if there's a severe weather in our area and we do happen to get hail, don't panic, don't fret. If hail hits your vehicle, you've got a friend that can get that fixed for you. And that friend is our friend at Auto Fashion, MPI and SGI accredited. It's the time of year when the hail is whipping in and causing all kinds of trouble. And Auto Fashion will take care of you. Paintless dent repair, of course, they've got odor elimination. They'll do not detailing, fine auto finishing, and more. Remember Auto Fashion in Brandon. They're at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash, okay? Make sure you remember them if there is hail in your life. Because everybody likes food, and everybody likes when it's cheap. And this allows us to kind of make some stuff that's going to be good. Throwing leftover anything in a warmed-up flour tortilla. Ta-da! It's a burrito. That's so true. Cindy says, I make a real cheap appetizer with stovetop stuffing. Cheap, easy, and so good. Those firecrackers that you make, Cindy, soda crackers with ranch dressing powder and canola oil in a Ziploc bag. Oh my God, if you can get some inexpensive saltines, that's a snack though, not necessarily a meal. But somebody said Majarda. It's literally just crispy fried onions, lentils, and rice, but it's so good. You can keep it simple. And some people even add cinnamon and cumin to it. I made a big batch a few days ago, froze most of it in single servings. It's also a really delicious filling for a stuffed flatbread. So it's fried onions, lentils, and rice. Oh, that sounds good. Fajitas are inexpensive. Get a whole chicken and roast it. You know, we got three meals out of a chicken this week, and it wasn't a big one. You can get a small whole chicken, roast that baby. Then you got to roast chicken one night. Then you take the meat off it. Then you make chicken soup. Boil those bones, make chicken soup. Love that. Then I can make chicken fajitas, and then if there's any left over after that, I just throw it in with some rice and beans. This is something we do. Ichiban or Maruchan noodles, sesame oil, egg, and some Kraft singles, crushed red pepper, and chopped green onion. I always have mine with some saltine crackers. Peak poverty food, but I continue to enjoy it regardless of my tax bracket. I love Ichiban noodles and then chopped up cabbage. Sometimes we'll take a bag of coleslaw. This is shredded cabbage, and throw that in with Ichiban or Maruchan noodles, and it tastes like Chinese food. It's really good. It's really good. We love that. Makes a ton, too. Spaghetti carbonara, a pound of spaghetti, half pound of bacon, half an onion, four egg yolks, pepper, salt, Parmesan cheese. Pasta is always a good go-to. Someone made dirty mashed potatoes. Brown up some hamburger meat, crumble it up small with some onions if you've got it. Then mix the meat with some mashed potatoes, and it's called dirty mashed. Fantastic. Fried rice, you can use everything you have in your refrigerator right now. There's some green onions, a little bit of egg. Yeah, rice is a good go-to. A chicken with a pork roast with roast beef. Oh, it soaks up. The dried beans soak up the juices from like your roast or your chicken. Holy cow. And it makes a ton of food. A ton. And contrary to popular belief, beans don't make you crap your pants or provide lots of music. Stores that you would like to have come back. Dang Dong says Uncle Willie's. Oh, God. How many times did we go to Uncle Willie's? It's a buffet place, local buffet store, restaurant. And oh, my God, did we eat a lot there? That was a great restaurant. Online, people are saying, bring back Banana Republic. A lot of these have me asking, why? Why bring them back? Why? Circuit City. Why? It's not like you can't get a television now at a variety of stores or a stereo system. Maybe if you needed a cassette stereo, Circuit City. I miss Chi-Chi, says Paul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good Mexican place. And Paradiso really took the baton and ran. They took the gauntlet. They took over their stores in North Dakota. And We are hearing that Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck are still trudging along, but we don't know for how long because they've closed the Minot store, and we all know how the restaurant business is. But if you want, if you're hankering for Chi-Chi's, and you are in the Grand Forks and Fargo area, you know, hit a Paradiso up. They're great. They're not going to win any awards for the most amazing Mexican food you've ever had, but you'll get lots of food at an affordable price. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? Quentin says, I remember McLeod's and Sand Store. Sand Store. Tracy used to work at a Sand Store. I think she used to manage a Sand Store, actually. Sand Store. I think they were bought out by Red Apple, weren't they? Sears. But I miss Kmart more. Dang Dong says, Topo Gijo Arcade in the mall. Paul also loved Bonanza. Cindy wants Gordman's to come back. Yes, Blockbuster Video is another one that we would like to have back, although there is still one Blockbuster Video, and we've talked about that one before. Locally, there was a pasta store that Marino's, I think it was called Marino's Restaurant. That was a good one. I also like Tequila Willie's. I ended up becoming friends with the owner of Tequila Willie's after the bar had closed, which sucks because, you know, when you're friends with the owner of a bar, it's probably beneficial to be friends with them while they're owning so said bar. No, it just so happened that the owner of Tequila Willie's brother married my sister-in-law. So we ended up at a lot of family functions together, became friends, and talked about all the great memories we had at Tequila Willie's and how we could throw all the peanuts on the floor. Of course, Five Guys did the same thing. Five Guys Burgers and Fries, where you're waiting for your burger, you could throw the peanuts on the floor. It's another store I miss is Five Guys. Kelsey's had the best wings in town, says Quentin. Best wings. Barnacles. Oh, yeah. Barnacles was good over on 10th Street. Dang Dong says, what restaurant was where Lee's is now? Sarah's? Oh, God. Yeah. Aunt Sarah's Family Restaurant. Then you had Harry's Ukrainian Kitchen up on the Trans-Canada Highway. Harry's Ukrainian Kitchen. Remember that place? That was a popular place. Alessio's. Thank you, Dang Dog. Maybe it didn't start with an M. What am I thinking? Alessio's Pasta Restaurant. 2008 it closed down, and we're still talking about it. Styrofoam takeout container after styrofoam takeout container coming out of this place. Just crazy. Mitch's Monster Dogs. Where was that? I didn't even know they had a Mitch's Monster Dogs. Yellow Jacket loved Harry's Ukrainian Kitchen. Oh, the pierogies and the cabbage. Oh, they did it upright. Oh, Venice House with the barrels. Oh, man, that was a great place, Riccaccio. Yes. I miss Clancy, says Super Bernice. My cousin used to own Manos at Clear Lake. The Beef and Barrel, and that hasn't been gone that long. Monster Dogs was where Popeyes is. Interesting. Lots of places we wish were back. Lots of food places. Boy, the restaurant business is not a business that is for the faint of heart, I'll tell you. As we've seen with the demise of Sears, Kmart, and a host of other retailers, neither is retail these days. Mort's Drive-In, oh yeah, they turned that into a veterinary clinic. And that was really the last of the drive-ins where you drove in and there was like one of those little devices right by your car, kind of like the old A&W. Memories of places we used to go. Hey, that wraps up our time together, guys. We got to wrap it up. I'll thank you for another great week, you guys. It's been awesome. Let's go, Week Kings. Lots of hockey on the show today. Thanks for your patience with that. And it was really cool to have that press conference live as the show was going on. Super awesome. And it's great the Week Kings are going to try and get the Memorial Cup. We'll see what's going to happen there. And should there be any details, we'll have it for you Monday. Because we will be back here Monday, 7 a.m. Central Time for more food, fun places, mayhem of life. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to you, Sunseekers, for being here. This is the first weekend of summer, and I hope you make it an awesome one. I hope the weather is great. You get lots of good food in you. Go Oilers! Will we be here Monday talking about a Game 7? Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't the plot would thicken, wouldn't it? Let's get on a Flow Rider and get out of here and into the weekend. Thank you again, guys. We'll see you again Monday morning. Take care. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.